We mentioned a few days ago that this is Sunshine Week across the country. There's really no meteorological connection. It's about letting the light shine on government, celebrating our access to public information, and in some cases, lamenting the lack of it. But while we're focused on public issues, why not focus on public participation as well? That's how the League of Women Voters in Humboldt County looked at using the week as a way to talk about boosting community works. Mary Lou Lowry is with the League of Women Voters of Humboldt County and our guest on The Exchange. Mary Lou, welcome to The Exchange.
Oh, thank you very much.
So tell us about yourself. You're apparently relatively new to the North Coast.
I am. We moved here in April from a suburb of Chicago, Illinois.
And had you been involved in League of Women Voters there as well?
Yes, I had. I've been involved in League since about the time I could vote. And that was one thing my mother told me to do when I was able to vote. She said, well, join the League of Women Voters because mm-hmm. you'll be an informed voter.
League of Women Voters' focus has certainly changed over the years. What was it when you first got into it, and what has it turned into?
Well, it from the start, it always was more than just, you know, women's vote. It was to educate the voter. And I think the one thing that has been so beneficial to me is the candidates' nights. Now, we used to do national candidates, but the candidates tried to control the forum, so Lee got out of it. But we do local candidates. And, you know, a lot of people don't know anything about the local candidates, what they do. And this is a way to really be able to pick your you know, figure out who is the right person for the job. So I think that's been the biggest benefit to me. I'm trying to think of how it's evolved when I started in the studies that I've done. I did way back in the 80s with the Tax Reform Act. We did a study of that. And I remember that I had all the tax codes piled up on the floor, and it was called the Tax Simplification Act, and I had all the codes piled up on the floor, and it was about 3 feet high. So that was one of the early studies I was involved in, and recently I was involved in a study in DuPage County in Illinois, where I lived, which was the delivery of mental health services. Mm-hmm. That has become quite an issue in the last 20 or 30 years. And so the League has been on top of that with just really great positions on access to mental health care, as well as access to health care itself.
I want to come back to the point you made about the candidate forums, because, in fact, when you mentioned the national candidates, you meant presidential candidates. The League of Women Voters actually used to be part of the presidential debate process, but they wanted their own particular rules, it sounds like, and that's when the League got out?
Yes. Because, you know, we have a forum where that we follow certain rules, and we don't have the candidates dictate to us what they want. You know, so we believe that that's a fair forum. We didn't want to be involved in that. Mm-hmm. But locally, you know, we do that, and the candidates follow our guidelines.
Now, you've been fairly busy this Sunshine Week and have pitched it in a slightly different direction from its original design. Tell me a bit about what you've been doing.
On Wednesday, which was Sunshine, I was what Freedom of Information Day. This is the 10-year anniversary, and we had a community participation fair, and this was for Humboldt County. We invited the boards and commissions from all over the county to participate, and as it turned out, we had about 35 different boards, commissions, and a few not-for-profits that were kind of offshoots of government, like CASA. And they had tables and explained what they did. And I thought it was a great learning experience about what goes on in the county. Also, for the boards and commissions, when there was a little lull, they got to network with the other boards and find out, oh, what are you doing and how do you do this? So I thought it was really a great way to learn about what's going on in our government in Humboldt County.
You know, people can get a little, well, I'm not so much confused, it's just not terribly aware sometimes of all the boards and commissions involved in any particular community. And it seems like there are many, many choices within any town.
Yes, yes, there are. You know, there's like the Open Space and Agricultural Committee, Juvenile Justice, Red Coast Energy Authority, things like that.
And so, I mean, are they often going begging for want of board members or people to do some work?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I think often there are a few, there's a vacancy or two. And so there are opportunities for volunteers in the community. And then, you know, there's probably people who have served for several years who think, well, maybe it's time for me to go on.
Mary Lou Lowry is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about public participation and the efforts of the League of Women Voters, for which she is a member in Humboldt County, to goose public participation just a bit during this Sunshine Week. Join us on the Exchange. Maybe you've done some work in your own community to try to get people to get involved in boards, commissions, committees, whatever else is out there. Join us, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Do you have some examples of some of the committees and commissions and boards that were seeking members at the fair a couple days ago?
You know, actually, I'm not sure because I was so busy working the fair that I didn't get to talk to a lot of them. I wished I had time to go around and really find out what was going on, but I didn't. I would think that, you know, they all on the website for both the county and the website for the towns, the city of Arcata, the city of Eureka, and so forth, they mention what openings they have. So I'm sorry I didn't have that information.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, Mary Lou, is the biggest obstacle to people getting involved in community works, community events, things like that?
Well, I think is perhaps lack of education about it, and not realizing that they could make a difference. You know, they might not realize what they're interested in talking to these people. Might figure out, oh, I really have an interest in this particular thing, like the Historical Design Review Committee or something like that. And bringing their, trying to match an individual's expertise with what is available. So I think by bringing people together in a forum like this, that possibly you can figure that out. Oh, that might be something I'm really good at and interested in.
Did you get some numbers for how many people showed up for the Community Participation Fair?
We thought altogether there might have been around 100 people.
Mm-hmm. It was open to people from all around Humboldt County or specifically just in the greater Eureka area?
Well, we invited all of Humboldt County. Of course, Humboldt County is very big. And so if we do it again, we thought maybe we'd do it in different areas, you know, not just strictly in Eureka. Maybe we'd do it north and south so that maybe we'd get a better participation. And then maybe some of the boards and commissions from different parts of the county would be more willing to come. Mainly it was localized around Eureka, Arcata.
We're talking about public participation with Mary Lou Lowry from the League of Women Voters in Humboldt County. Paul in Grants Pass has a call on the line. Welcome to the Exchange.
Good morning. This is an absolutely critical subject. Citizen engagement is what's wrong with our country, the lack of it at the present time. I have a dear friend of mine. You know me, Jeff. I'm to the left of Gandhi. And my lunch mate, I love him to death, he is to the right of Attila the Hun. And we finally get to the point of where we sit down and say, well, there's not much we can do about the national stuff. And I keep telling him, I say, you pick the committee. we can have an impact on the local level. And I keep challenging him to do that, and he hasn't done it yet, but I'm still working on him so we can sit on a committee together and hammer a local problem out. It's absolutely critical. We do have a project going that's a non-political project at the present time, and we might be talking with you about that at some point in the future. But listen to what Mary Lou is saying, guys, and get involved.
Hey, Paul, when you and your friend who's to the right of Attila the Hun get together, how far up the political scale do you get? I mean, do you talk about things like some of the major issues that face Josephine County, like getting tax levies passed, perhaps?
To oh, fund of course, the yeah? of course. That's small potatoes. We're talking about coming up with campaign slogans for Hillary and Donald.
You do it for each other. I'm each
oh, absolutely. Candidate. You know, when Obama was elected, I went and consoled him. You know, and he's done that for me a few times over the years too. The bottom line is that it's the political engagement. We have the intellectual engagement, and I keep telling him to put his money where his mouth is.
All right. Thanks for that, Paul. Good example there, Mary Lou. I guess you wish you had more people like Paul coming to the community participation fair.
Yes. Yeah, that would be great. And it does seem like on the local level, when you're solving problems for your community, you put the partisan aside and you can join together and come up with good solutions to problems.
We're going to ask our audience again if you want to get involved in this discussion with Mary Lou Lowry from the League of Women Voters of Humboldt County. Let's talk about public participation in your community. Is it good? Is it somewhat lacking? Were there things that you sat on the sidelines until you thought, you know what, I should get into this too? 800-838-3760 for your story by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, Mary Lou, I know relatively recent transplant to Humboldt County, but what would you say are some of the biggest needs in the area that could best be addressed by greater public participation?
I think we do have a need for housing, and there's a huge need for in the delivery of mental health services. So that is the things I've noticed just living here less than a year, that those two areas really are kind of a problem area. But they're working on solutions. I'm hopeful that things will improve.
Do you have any tips or tricks or suggestions for ways to address people who have concerns about the community but just don't feel like they have the expertise or whatever to get involved?
Well, I think some of it is on-the-job learning. You can certainly talk to the other commission members and find out what's going on. There's a lot of literature to read. You know, when you join the board, they have lots of literature for you to find out, you know, and so I think that you can do some self-education and education through the other committee or board members.
All right, so you're not going in this alone if you decide you want to volunteer for a board or committee or commission. I mean, you're going to have people who've done this before, who know the ropes.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh.
So go ahead.
Many of the committee members have been on their board or commission for several years.
Mm-hmm. So there's always a certain amount of reluctance and resistance that comes into play. If people are sort of on the fence, how do you try to convince them? Oh yeah, you want to be on the Parks Commission or you want to be on the advisory committee to the Planning Commission mm-hmm. or something.
Well, that you might encourage them to get back to the community. If they see something they don't like, that might be a way to figure out why it's like that. You know, sometimes you think you don't like something, and then if you actually study it, you understand better why it is like that. Then if you join the committee or commission, you'll have a better understanding of how local government works and how you can't have everything just the way, you know, you want it.
Did you have a couple of aha moments from visitors to the community participation fair this week? People who you think might step up? People, you know, you saw the light come on in their eyes or something?
Well, I did hear from several people that they said they learned so much and they really enjoyed it. And I'm hopeful. There were several
young adults who were there, and I'm hopeful that they would get involved. And
we lost your mouth off the phone, Mary Lou. Can you get closer again?
There were several young adults there that I was hopeful would get involved. They said they really enjoyed it, and they learned a lot. And then if we do it again, we're going to try to really get young people who are just getting the vote to get involved. We want them to come and find out what the community has.
All right, Mary Lou, I'm not sure what's happened to your phone, but it's gotten very muffled, and I think we're going to have to call this a day. But I want to thank you very much for joining. Oh, there you are. You're back. There you are. You there?
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't know. Okay. Well, I was just saying that we were going to try to get, we've had some young people there who seem to be very interested, and then we were going to make an effort, if we do this again in a year, to engage like the seniors in high school, Humboldt State University students, so that they could do government in action.
I noticed the league seems to be advocating something else down the road, the Leading Organizational and Community Change Sessions, of which there have been two already, and there's still one coming. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Say that again?
That's the LOCC program.
Oh.
It seems to be connected to what you did this week.
Yeah, well, we did. We do have an ongoing study about civic engagement, mm-hmm. which we haven't reached a position on yet, but we are studying it currently to how to get actually the government more engaged with the citizens and how to have the citizens more engaged with the government. And coming down the road for League, we do have the State of the Community Luncheon, which is actually we've had for the past 24 years. This will be the 25th luncheon, and finding out what is going on in the community through that luncheon.
All right, so lots of efforts going on in Humboldt Bay, certainly, to get people involved. The Community Participation Fair, just one of the components. That was a couple of days ago, and we'll look for more down the road from the folks at the League of Women Voters of Humboldt County. Mary Lou Lowry, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure. Take care.